Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Our T1s are back up, but we didn't go down because the network had them, but half our streams did. If you missed any of the second hour, we're going to be restreaming it coming up. When this show ends, we restart the show all over again. I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank all of our AM and FM affiliates who carry the show, tell everybody about those stations, sponsor them, support their sponsors. It's so vital that we reach those people. And tell everybody about the Internet. We're not going to stop. I am so fired up right now. Okay, where's the other huge mega story? It's now up on PrisonPlanet.com. Unsolicited advice to the government of Iran. This is from the Huffington Post. Now, this is it's all over the place. It's a letter that Gary Hart put out publicly to the government of Iran. And he says, basically, the U.S. government stages terror attacks. You better do exactly what we say. I mean, he just came right out and said it. There's no mincing words. It's just a five-year-old with half a brain would know this and understand this. This is off the charts huge. For a few stations that just carry the last hour, Saddam Hussein tried to take the offer to leave in exile. I even remember that they even offered him cash that he could take money with him. That's what he said. He said, okay. And then it came out in the news that they had F-15s waiting to shoot him down and interceptors waiting as soon as he took off and had him under had the airports under surveillance. So another lie to the public that he could have left, they could have taken over and had everything. But see, there wouldn't have been an excuse to blow up the water treatment, the universities that they'd rebuilt, the power plants. They had power 24 hours a day in Baghdad again after a lot of determination despite the sanctions and the genocide. The whole country was under siege. There's no excuses now. You tried to blame it on Saddam. It was all lies. And your little CIA op you betrayed. That's another sick thing, how they betrayed their own officer. I mean, it's just after he waged war against the Persians, waged war against the other Arabs, did what he was told. But he wouldn't fully give the country over to their control. This is such a huge story, and the Dig Berry Brigade is on dig.com and Reddit and everywhere else burying it down right now. Why don't you go on there and rampage and dig it up? Why don't you get it out on MySpace? Why don't you help us get this truth out to everybody? The White House memo came out and didn't get a lot of attention. Official British papers came out, but it never made the nightly news here, that the White House knew that they weren't going to be able to attack. They didn't think they had enough support. Turned out they went ahead and did it anyways. So they wanted to stage the shoot down of an American aircraft. This is Bush and Tony Blair, released by the British government, staging shoot downs. And it comes out that they had this meeting 3 months before 9/11. Excuse me, 3 months before the attack in 2003 in Iraq. And it's not even news. Well, this new giant report, Bush White House kept secret, Saddam Hussein tried to give up and leave Iraq. No! No, 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 no! Because the PNAC documents and all of them told us, we're going in there to exterminate. We're going to break it up. We're going to bring them back to the horse and buggy and the camel and the goat. Parking lot, ha, ha, ha. Well, I don't want any part of children dying of cholera and amoebic dysentery. I don't want any part of their little swollen bellies and them dying, or people in rape camps being raped with battery acid. Yes, General Tagumbu's report, the Army's own report. I don't want any part of John Yoo's public memos about torturing children sexually. The whole world knows about that. Then he defends it. The whole world knows about Gonzalez saying Bush is God. The whole world thinks that's conservatism now. Meanwhile, the NRA set to pass the biggest gun bill ever. They authored the thing. Larry Pratt told you yesterday, but you won't listen. You want your guns to be turned in. You want to lose your guns. You're scum. I'm talking to you, you fake conservative trash, you pieces of filth! Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We've got a bunch of other news on the police state, on the economy I haven't even gotten to, and some audio clips. But right now we're going to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. What do you think of this top story here? Saddam Hussein wanted to take the exile deal because, you know, they couldn't just go in there and invade without that opportunity. They had to at least claim that they wanted to do that. But when he said, okay, I want to take the offer, they said, buddy. Again, they wanted to go in, have the war, have the black hole to dump trillions of dollars into their coffers in. It's a lawless area of pirating. That's what happened, piracy. That's the reality. And then we have Gary Hart telling the Iranians in a letter, hey, there's going to be staged terror events if you play games. Our government creates provocations. He actually says that in a letter. Gary Hart, the big CFR chieftain. All right, Tom in Louisiana, you're on the air. Tom, welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
First, I would advise your listeners to read the essay by Smedley Butler, All War is a Racket. Number two thing that I'm going to say is you interviewed somebody last week, Walter Burian.
Yeah, I'm going to have Walter back on, if not tomorrow, next week.
That was a complicated issue that most people don't understand. But it was the comprehensive annual financial reports that government...
Why don't you boil it down in your own words for people, and I'll give people my...
It's a ripoff. It's a total ripoff. You can go to CAFRman.com, CAFRman.com, and you can click on your state and find out how big of a surplus they've been running with your tax dollars.
Well, here's an example. Every school district, every water district, they all run giant surpluses. They own over 75% of the markets, and that's off budget. Not for pensions, not for land, not for the lights, and they always claim they're broke to get more tax increases. And an example is the Texas Department of Transportation 2 years ago said, we got to put toll roads on the existing roads. We don't have enough money. But then, let me just finish. Then their own document got released, and they had $6 billion per year in secret surplus. Take the University of Texas, well over $40 billion in CREAM accounts, and they just raised tuition. Go ahead.
Texas has $54 billion in surpluses.
Sir, just the university has over $40 billion.
No, I'm just looking at this one website.
No, I understand.
What it reminds me of is when I was in the service, the Air Force, they would spend all their money on golf courses and barracks and gyms and chow halls, and then they'd say, we need some more money for our airplanes. It's the same kind of thing.
Well, they treat the public like they're complete idiots because...
They are idiots.
Because they are ill-informed. When you've got 24 million, 23 million, it goes up and down, barrels of oil being used today, and 15 million barrels 12 or so years ago, and you look at the official gross receipts of federal gas taxes, it's just off the chart big. Then they go, we don't have enough money because of hybrid cars, and the public believes it. I mean, it's just...
No, this whole thing is a huge scam.
I know. It makes the... mind-boggled. Do you have any comments about Saddam wanting to give up and they wouldn't let him?
Saddam back then, and you heard basically back then in 92 or 91, Saddam said, what do I do? And we had somebody say, go ahead and invade Kuwait.
That was April Gillespie, yeah.
Yeah, April Gillespie. That's what I was actually in the service back then. And that's how it happened. I mean, they were like, it was pretty much back then a currency war. I didn't know it. But more and more, it's becoming a currency war.
I hear you, Tom. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Who's up next here? Jeff in New Mexico. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I have a couple things I disagree with you about. First of all, it's your implicit defense of Google by even mentioning it as a search engine. I think that Sergey Brin of Google is a dadgum avaricious immigrant. Boycott Google products.
Oh, gosh. Okay. What else?
And also, I don't think you want to stick up for assisted suicide rights because you want to distance yourself from not be associated with people that are being falsely accused of being not merely for suicide rights for themselves and others, but also possibly homicidal suicidal.
Well, listen, you haven't called in about a year, Jeff, and I appreciate you calling, but every time you've been calling me for, what, 8, 9, 10 years? Every time you call, I mean, I recognize your voice as soon as I heard it. It's been over a year since you called. Every time you call, you boggle my mind because I don't get the feeling that you dislike me, but I get the feeling you don't understand me. I do not support assisted suicide. I do not support abortion. But you're saying that because we euthanized my dog yesterday, I'm for euthanasia?
No, not at all.
Did I even say we euthanized my dog? Where did you even get that statement? What did I say that made you call in and say that?
Well, I think you're distancing yourself because you don't want to be associated with people that are for assisted suicide like myself.
Oh, you're for it. You're for it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm actually more courageous because the Homeland Security could say this guy might be homicidal, too. You know,
listen, I appreciate you, Jeff. Jeff, it's always weird. I just don't have time. By the way, I know people disassociate. Like, they automatically see really hardcore issues, and when I'm really talking about something hardcore, the callers are all over the map, and I don't screen your calls. But, I mean, come on, man. One of the head policymakers for the New World Order, Gary Hart, is high up, folks. I mean, he's at the upper tier of minions, of gophers for the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. He's saying to Iran, hey, the U.S. stages terror attacks. We stage provocations. You better do what we say. I mean, he says it. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. As of a little while ago, Watson didn't have it up there. Let's see. He's a hardworking guy, though. I can't gripe at him. Let's see if it's up now. He likes to do it in mass updates and everything at once, but I know Steve's doing an article about it right now. It's so huge. And no one calls in about it. Or they admit that Saddam wanted to give up and the whole war was a fraud, even from the neocons' aim of getting Saddam out and bringing all this freedom. And what do you want to bet that people aren't going to want to talk to me about that? Okay, good. It's up. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Philly. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones.
Hi.
It's an honor and pleasure. It's first time caller. I wanted to talk about, just real quick, one of the first things that got me into this whole movement in some senses was reading the Dune novels by Frank Herbert. And one of the ideas that he purports in this book, in his series of books, is that power doesn't necessarily corrupt. It's that positions of power attract corruptible people. And this kind of brought me to the idea of, you know, what would happen if we were drafting politicians in some way, you know, people that weren't lifelong politicians. And you know, what you thought about this idea, you know.
Well, you could do that.
In some sense, I feel like Ron Paul was kind of drafted by a movement that, you know, was already there, and it was kind of small. And I was wondering if you had read these books.
Yeah, I mean, he's 72. His wife's got, you know, heart problems. And believe me, he didn't want to run. I talked to him privately. I begged him to run. I'm not saying I made him run, but all of us together did. And certainly, but then they would start manipulating the drafting process. See, scammers control. You ever notice controllers always stand up and say, "I'm the leader. Everyone's under me now." You know, the people in the Patriot movement do that. "I'm the leader. Do what I say." No, the leader says, "Let's all take action. Let's see." Parasites know how to get in control of the trough, and so that's why the founding fathers split government up in three parts to fight with each other so that they would never get it over the people. They really made it. It was pure genius when you really read what and study what they did. I have to say, though, I like the first Dune novel. He was just kind of making money after that. But
yeah,
I mean,
I hear what you mean. But
well, you like Dune Messiah and you like
well,
all
to
those.
Me, God. To me, God Emperor is the one, but I know what you mean. You know, they have their value, but I think he, you know, in some ways, this idea of plans within plans and
wheels within wheels.
Yeah, and earlier you were talking about, you know.
Yeah, they say wheels within wheels. Yeah.
Saddam, you know, this kind of.
And how currencies don't really matter. It's like oil or a drug that everything's really pegged to. Well, Frank Herbert was a really smart guy. Hey, you know, I got a couple of books that were published a long time ago that are pretty rare, compilations of news articles he wrote.
Mm-hmm. And he was a reporter in Saudi Arabia, I hear, before he got into doing novels, I guess.
Well, he was a reporter up in Idaho into Oregon and saw the desert moving in also to other areas. And so that's a lot of where he, you know, he really became a novice ecologist, and he was a real environmentalist.
Mm-hmm.
And he understood that man made planets better, that we could actually terraform this one and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
He was a genius. There's no doubting Frank Herbert.
No, I'm feeling that. The only other thing I wanted to say is I heard about your dog, and I wanted to say, any of your listeners out there, I don't know if you have done any research into this, but pretty much up in Philly, and you know, I don't know what it's like down there, but pretty much every dog owner I know up here has been given their dog Frontline or something similar, and I stopped giving my dog that, and I would advise, you know, your listeners, I don't know if you have given this to your dog.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. We just give them baths, and they get fleas, and we exterminate, so we just take care of the flea instead of letting fleas crawl all over us or mosquitoes. We kill the pest. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, those drugs are what's killing a lot of them.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 27, 2007, gold $734.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $757.35, $373.45 for half, $186.73 for quarter. That's $757.35, $373.45, and $186.73. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You'll want to go to PrisonPlanet.com right now. Gary Hart warns Iran of false flag provocation by U.S. Steve Watson's doing a story. Get it out to everybody. This is a big deal. That was a great caller, the last caller. I hate having to cut great people like that off. Call me back again, my friend, when we get more time. I enjoy the fine points you were making. Only to have me, the redneck, babble over you. Those good points. Dave in Illinois, then Daniel, Scott, Tom, Jason, and others. Dave, you're on the air.
Good afternoon there, Alex.
Hi.
You make a lot of good points, and you educate people, and you a lot of points of fact, but they seem disjointed, and they seem like illogical. Why would this happen? I have some things to say that would make it all seem more logical.
And, well, I'm going to let you talk, but let me just say this. I report on what they're doing, and people say, well, why? Like I'd say they staged 9/11, I'd give the evidence, they'd say, why? Well, now the neocons know everybody know, so they just come out and go, well, if we did it, we did it for your own good. I mean, they did it. I mean, we know why they do it. They want to knock out any sovereign nation so they can dominate everybody. But go ahead.
Well, that's part of it. And the other thing, that we got used to having control of Iraqi oil during the 90s. Since the end of the first Gulf War, people in New York at the UN and the money from the failed oil went to banks in New York. And when Saddam had fulfilled his the UN resolutions and destroyed his weapons, and even right before the invasion in 2003 destroyed like 100 missiles that had a range of 73 miles instead of 70 miles, whatever the deal was. You know, he was totally toothless. He was a threat to nobody. But we just wanted control of the oil. Or not we, it's not us.
Exactly. It was a rotten, empty husk of poor, pathetic people, in many cases starving to death, and that was heaven compared to now. And these idiots who can't even find Iraq on a map shoot their mouth off. I mean, this is so wicked, my friend.
And these same idiots that shoot their mouths off and think that we're unpatriotic, when their pensions are gone, when this economy is ruined, when Social Security is no longer existent, they're going to go after the people who, and even innocent people. You know, these, anyway, I think there is the basic thing is our government, our Senate, our Congress is controlled by Israel. They are agents of Israel. And that's according to a Knesset member wrote an article. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and also the quasi late, you know, last Israeli prime minister bragged about it in newspapers. And then I'm not supposed to talk about them bragging how they control us, but let me be clear. A lot of that is chutzpah and arrogance. Israel is one of the dominant, not the dominant. Let's say this on foreign military policy, that they are the dominant lobby because they give Israel gives more, 54%. They've got the new Yale book out on it. 54% of all federal campaign contributions. I mean, folks, we give them $4 billion a year in cash, and over a billion of it comes right back.
Well, even if it's $4 million, as Perot, another Texan there, claimed in the 80s.
$4 million? No, sir. I'm talking about just massive amounts of that $4 billion come back. No, there's no debate, and that's an official number, that 54% of all federal giving is Israel. You didn't know that?
No, of course I knew that.
No, but I'm not poo-pooing you. I'm saying that's a real number I just gave.
No, I said $4 million comes to the Senate, which is a pittance compared to
yes.
$4 billion. It's 1/1,000th.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking the whole federal government.
But that controls our government. That is enough, and that's a very good return on your money. To make a 100,000% return a year, so that's a good investment. But I want to define neoconservatives too, because this is a book, Dangerous Liaison, the inside story of the U.S.-Israeli covert relationship, that was pulled off the shelves of my library, and that's where I find some of this stuff. You know, when they glean the truth out of the library, but traditionally. It's like, here's an example. Poteritz was a prominent example of a group that became known as neoconservatives, the increasingly powerful. I'm reading backwards here, but
we're almost out of time, bro. I got a lot of other people in front of you. I understand. And listen, call back in with another point another day. Thank you for calling. Another great caller. I know you want to document what you're saying. Everybody knows. But again, it helps the New World Order, the ADL's own documents, other groups. When Jews get persecuted, it helps the controllers then control them. That's the key here, is that, you know, I'm not here to bash Jews, Catholics, Protestants, anybody. I'm here to bash evil people. And there's no doubt Israel is very wicked.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Think about it. Gary Hart comes right out and says, you know, our government stages the terror attacks. The big debate in history is, our war is done by provocation. Do we provoke them? You better do what we say. You better look at the Gulf of Tonkin. It's incredible. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. All right, I want to race through Daniel, Scott, Tom, Jason, and Dan's calls because I want to get into Missouri police stakeout Brett Darrow. We first, about 6 months ago, he's the young man tired of checkpoints. He pulls up to huge checkpoints, major highway, searching everybody's car. They want to ask him questions. He goes, no. So they threaten him, but then a smarter, high-level cop comes over and says, let him go. Fine, whatever. He videotapes it. Then he starts doing it more. They pull him over. He's at a parking lot, the transit parking lot where you go get on the buses. Cop comes over within 30 seconds and says, what are you doing? He says, I'm just sitting here. Well, I want to ask you questions. I don't have to answer your questions. He's being nice about it. Cop goes, I'll frame you right now with resisting me or other crimes. By the end of it, he says, all right, we're going to go ahead and the guy's groveling by then. He goes, nah, I'm going to show you a lesson. We're going to go ahead and get you for resisting and everything else. That video now is all over newspapers everywhere. Now the cops are staking out his house, harassing him. 2 weeks ago, they went on the big cop website and said we ought to kill him. I mean, this is getting crazy. So I'm going to try to play some of that. Right now, let's go ahead and go. I got to move quick, folks, so I can get to everybody. To Daniel in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm from Underground World News at Yahoo Groups.
On the 25th, I was listening to the program, and I believe you gave your opinion about who was causing the world affairs. And you said it was Christian Zionists. And
no, that's not what I said. That is not what I said.
Okay.
What I said was, is what types would they use to plant the bombs? Okay, I said evil, New World Order sociopaths above that. But I said if I had to say a group who believed they were doing it for America, who believed they were doing it for Israel biblically to fight the evil Arabs, who don't know our government funds the Arabs, that it would be a Christian Zionist type they would use to do that. Just like things are taken out of context, I said that Arabs now own the majority stock in the world stock markets. That's the Financial Times of London. That's actual shareholders. And then I said they're now buying up Hollywood and control many studios. It was then misrepresented that people emailed me going, well, you're saying the Arabs own all of Hollywood. No, I'm saying they are beginning, yes, some studios they do now control, okay? I'm not saying that, you know, it wasn't started by Jews, this obsession with Jews. So my point is, it was in major newspapers today. Not only is Halliburton moving to Dubai, that's by Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Now they're going to build a one article says 2.5, one says 3, multi-billion dollar biggest movie stage in the world. Okay, so they're moving to Dubai now. I mean, that's because they own a bunch of it.
Right.
I don't know how to explain this to people, but go ahead.
But also, my second point was, I don't know if you ever heard of the theory that Prince Charles is the Antichrist. He out of 42 of the prophecies, he actually fulfills 27 of the prophecies of the Antichrist.
Look, I can't get people to read official U.S. government documents planning to carry out 9/11, so I'm certainly not going to get into prophecies. I leave that to people that want to do that and say that's their purview. Most of it's quackery. I know some good people that have done research on the New World Order and real data, and they say that about him. I don't know. I know that in Brazil they have a giant gold statue with people worshiping him, calling him God. They call his father God in New Guinea. They think they're God. They're New Agers. Whatever. I appreciate your call. Oh, I forgot. Somebody disagrees, and I forgot to go to them first. Daniel, okay. Scott, Tom, Jason. Is it Dan? Who disagrees here? Okay, we got to move quick. Dan in Kentucky, go ahead.
I disagree that Jeff's call was just weird. I think it was psychotic, and you know, other people that are against us in this movement and that are psychotic, like such as Troy, who you can call at 304-755.
Okay, thanks for the call, sir. I mean, it's just unbelievable, folks. I mean, come on, I know you disassociate, and I've seen this over the years. When we get into really hardcore stuff, it just goes nuts. And people, A, bring up religion as their salve, their psychological salve, and I mean fake religion, not spiritually being strong and sound, because if God's in you, you know, the Spirit of the Lord's in you, you're going to want to fight evil and talk about that and helping and saving people and getting the word out instead of just arguing all day about secularism and sections and which group you're part of and all of this, and this guy's of this, and this guy's of that. We've been trained how to fight with each other in Ninny. When big news comes out and serious stuff's going on, just the message boards all go to chatter. And I don't think it's the government most of the time. It's just ninnying. Stop ninnying. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, man. First time calling to you. Yeah,
welcome.
Big fan of yours, man. I'm out here trying to get the word out here in Arizona. I mean, we got that border problem out here like Texas. We just had a cop shot by an illegal alien. That would be the third one.
But that's kept real quiet, though. TB clinics all over the Southwest, tens of thousands in them. All the kids, some schools are getting 200-plus cases a year. It's all kept real quiet.
Oh, I know they are. They're trying to keep it quiet. But the people are up on the talk radio, and they're trying to get this. They're talking about it, and they're raged up. But one thing I'm trying to get out is I've talked to the conservative caucus, and they're put out on this North American Union, and they've got all the materials on it, and they're trying to get the word out. So there are people inside Washington D.C. because they're from Washington D.C. The conservative caucus out there. They even got videos on the North American.
No, I mean I've interviewed Howard Phillips.
Oh, okay.
I put Howard Phillips' TV show on 10 years ago when it started.
Oh, okay, great. Because mm-hmm. that's the guy that's doing it. And I'm trying to help them. I mean, since they are, the media and stuff, they'll take them kind of serious as far as like serious.
No, exactly. He's got good credentials, big wig in the Republican Party 20 years ago when he left. Over there, the fact they're not conservative. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we've got to get focused here. And look, we're waking up the mainline conservatives now. You wait till I do a big article with Larry Pratt on his material proving the NRA is the father of gun control. But you tell somebody that, they can't believe it. You have to read it in their own words. How do you think they're going to get our guns? But they have the liberal fake media attack them. It's dog and pony show. It's good cop, bad cop. And then the liberal media plays the part of the bad cop, and you run to the arms of the NRA, and as soon as you hug them, they take a big dagger and just ram it right in your back while they smile. And then you feel the dagger going into you, and you giggle and snicker and kiss the NRA on your back, and he says, "Oh, that dagger, that's the liberal stabbing you. Don't look back, though. Don't mind my arm plunging it." And I'm going, "He's stabbing you, look." And you're like, "Shut up, liberal. Oh, I love you. Oh, baby." You can't go look at how they set up the 68 Gun Control Act or the Brady Bill or the Veterans Disarmament Act right now. They're the ones sponsoring it. But you can't look at it because you serve that drug addict Rush Limbaugh. You serve that piece of trash Sean Hannity who says arrest all militias and every child should have a chip. You serve the weakness. You serve defeat. You serve lies. You are not a constitutionalist. You are not a conservative. You are trash, weak-minded filth. Oh, I'm sick of you. Just knocked the telephone off. It's going to be beeping in a minute. I just want to... And they're all just fake and soft little fathead fake conservatives. You're fatheads! And let me tell all the liberals something. I know you and you are going to love it when Hillary's in. Just a rain of evil. All right, I got to stop. I'm just getting sick and tired of it. We could defeat these people if you'd stop being so willfully ignorant. And just check out what I'm saying for the country's sake, for your children's sake. Oh, man. Look, if you're not mad about what's happening, there's something wrong with you. Tom, in New Jersey, go ahead.
Buddy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fired up.
All right, man. Listen, love you. You're great. I thank you for taking the red pill, brother.
No, I took it a long time ago.
Me too. I have a quick question. Marvin Bush was a head of security in the Trade Center. Was he not?
Yes, he was the head of the company that ran the security there. And okay. We know that because of the memoirs of Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy wrote it in her own book.
Incredible. And you don't really hear much about that. I mean, I haven't really heard it, even with all the talk about the trade centers for the last 5 years.
They were
really
also the head of security. They're also the head of security at Boston Logan.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How much more obvious does it get?
It's sickening, bro. It's sickening, and I just think you're doing a great job.
And that's why I'm yelling and screaming, folks. We got hardcore killers. You think I like being way out here on front? But you got to do it.
No.
You got to fight them. You can't just give in to them.
I give you credit, bro.
That's why I get mad, man. These people don't play games.
Well, you know, it really annoyed me. I woke up and I realized there's no 5-point check for the immigrants in New York to get a driver's license now.
But you have to.
Yeah,
go
how do you think
it.
That makes the federal citizen feel?
Well, hey,
right?
We saw it. Hey, bro. In '93, they put thumb scanners in Texas, and people on the street would tell me they didn't put a thumb scanner in. I'd go, "Do you remember the red light?" They go, "Oh yeah, duh, duh, duh." And then Lamar Smith, a fake conservative from San Antonio, the congressman, was in the news going, "Now the immigrants don't have to do this because they said it was for the immigrants originally, and then they said, oh, they don't have to have proof when they get one."
Wow.
And now AP reported, New York, immigrants don't have to have a check, but there's a war on terror, and cops will pull you and I over and demand to search our car.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was out 2 weeks ago, and they had a checkpoint for seatbelts in New Jersey.
Which is an excuse to search the car.
It was incredible that how many people were pulled over. I was amazed at how many police officers were doing it.
Well, it's all about swarming us.
Yeah. Yeah, it made no sense to me.
I want all the cops to know you're cutting your own throat when you do that. You're bringing in the commissars when you do it.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. And I also want to thank you. I advertise on your show twice a day for the next 30 days, and I've been getting countless calls. I'm not going to plug my website. But
no, go ahead. Who is this? I'm curious.
Oh, this is, okay, hempusa.org.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing a lot. In fact, I want to hit you up to advertise on my website. I believe in hemp products. They're a lot better than cotton and everything else.
Well, listen, it's been overwhelming, the calls I've gotten. And
well, listen. Really, I mean, the show is sold out. Of course, the network's the one
getting
the
profits.
Yes, I
was the last one to buy into your show. That's right.
Yeah, and they get the profits because Ted has a lot of expenses. But maybe you can sponsor the website because our expenses are getting so high. But, yeah, that's why every other Patriot show piles on here. That's why they all – and then the thing is a lot of the other Patriot shows detest me, and then I have to carry them all on my back. But this show is bigger than the entire Patriot radio movement together. That's official numbers. And that doesn't make me feel arrogant. That scares me. And but because the fact is, we're having the biggest effect because of you. Hey, I tell you what, leave your number, if you don't mind, sir, with John Harmon. I want to call you, okay?
I'd like to send you, I want to send you some, because I'm going to tell you something. This is between me and you. I believe that when you start on this product, I'm going to send you some for free. I guarantee you one thing, within 30 days, you will slim down.
I hear you. I've already lost some weight because I'm on the Interfood. Listen, I appreciate your call. And get his info for me. But let me just stop right there. I got Jason and others, but I got to get to this clip now. We'll take your calls in the final segment here. This is what's making the big deal. The cop pulls him over. He's in a parking lot. He just says, look, I don't have to answer your questions. The cop blows up at him and says, I can frame you. And now the cop's been fired. But now other cops are saying he should be killed on cop websites and then getting in trouble. The cops are parked at his house. There's video of that out today. Now it's hitting newspapers. This is a young 19-year-old guy in Missouri, and this is what's happening to him. He had the video in his car. Here it is.
How we doing? What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you parking here?
Can I park here? It's your lot, right?
Yeah, but we have problems at night time.
Okay.
We're working in cars. You got any idea on you?
Yeah, I do.
Say,
did I do something wrong?
This is a vehicle right now.
I'm what?
You are a suspicious vehicle right now.
In a commuter parking lot?
Yeah, you are, because we have car thieves in here. Yeah, you're right.
I can park right here.
You want to come out of the car? Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes, you did. Coming in here. Yeah. You want to try me? You want to try me tonight? You think you have a bad night? I will ruin your night. You want to try me? Do you want to try me, young boy? You want to try me tonight, young boy? You want to go to jail for some reason I come up with? You want to see who knows the law better, me or you? My experience compared to your young, huh? Ever get smart mouth with a cop again, I show you what a cop does. You understand me? Try and talk back. Talk back to me again. And I bet I say you resist arrest or something. You want to come up with something? I come up with 9 things. Do you want to try something?
No, I don't.
Wait here.
Well, if I were coming toward me, you were swerving back and forth between the roadway.
Okay? I might give you a ticket for that. Can we come up with some more? When you turned in, you feel you used a turn signal. Do I turn signal? Do I try me some more? Huh? Come on. Give me an attitude a little bit more. I bet you I can guarantee I close this car by the time I'm done. You want to try me now? Give me a little bit more lift. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Give me some more lift. You're done?
I don't want
any problems. You're about ready to get it. You already started your problem with your attitude. Did we have a bad night, boy? Huh? Answer me. Or I'll lock you up and spy with a police officer's command. Yeah. You want me to show you? You want me to show you?
No,
you want me to lock you up and show you that I'm right and you're wrong?
No, I don't.
You want me to show you the ball?
No. I know. John used to work here.
John who? You mean my buddy? My best friend?
Yeah.
Okay, he's my best friend. Oh, good. When you call him, come. You can't even turn a thin line to see what he says that you got lucky and walked away from him. What are you doing with a camera hooked to your car seat?
I got my car.
Why is that? Okay, I don't really care about your computer.
Okay.
I got one of my cars.
And it goes on and on for another 10 minutes. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. But the point is that he's going to visit his friend that works there at the bus terminal, and this guy is not, I'm getting him on the show, he's not even looking for it. He comes up to huge checkpoints with cops everywhere. That's how it all started like 6-8 months ago. He's written about it. He got tired of just random checkpoints and pulling him out of the car, so he put the camera in the car. Cops threatening him. That was the first video. Then this cop pulls him over. He turns the camera on. And now they're at his house. Now they're threatening to kill him. This cop's been fired. And notice he said, I'm going to show you who's right. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. I mean, I would be embarrassed starting a fight with a guy who was smaller than I was just on the street. I would feel shameful. I'd feel shameful starting a fight with somebody bigger than me. But I mean, that's a man doesn't like. It's like embarrassing to use your power over somebody. It'd be embarrassing to use your power over a woman. But see, not weak people. That guy was feeding. I got a video of New York cops punching people and hitting them, going, come on, fight me back. Hitting them in the face, pushing them. This is Missouri. That's what they do. And he's just sitting there yelling at him. It goes on and on. Come on, say something back. And then, oh, you don't talk or I'll arrest you. And then, oh, you better answer my question. It's the law to follow the order of a police officer. See, no Fifth Amendment. And it goes on and on, the cop getting off on it. I mean, officer, you're going to feel tough when you follow rites of passage as a man. And let me tell you, a warrior and a man doesn't act like that. Okay? You don't pick on little skinny 19-year-olds. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll try to jam in a call or two at the end. Steve Watson's already whipped up a powerful article about the chilling statements of Gary Hart. It's up on Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get it? Get it out there. It's absolutely key. If you missed any of the second hour because of internet outages, if you're an internet listener, we're going to replay the second hour, first and second hour, with key information on the Saddam situation, how he tried to give up, and a lot more on Gary Hart in the first and second hour coming up here in a few minutes when the show restreams at InfoWars.com. The streams are up there for you right now at the InfoWars.com streams, not the Genesis streams. Shilajit is Shilajit. It's out of the mountains of Tibet, and it is an alluvial deposit of minerals in ionic form with the carrier of the fulvic acid still intact, bioavailable. It's good for diabetes, immune deficiency, obesity, tumors, digestion, ulcers, fighting fatigue, memory, anxiety, brain function. Minerals are key, and it's really great stuff. And you don't have to pay for a month when you order, and if you don't like it in a month, just tell them by a month, and then you don't have to pay the invoice. 877-327-0365, but you'll want to reorder. 877-327-0365 or blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com or 877-327-0365. And then there is another great group of folks, and that's Interfood, the green food I take every day. And my office is all gobbling with abandon. Plus, it tastes passable, not horrible like other green food. It tastes good, though, in orange juice or apple juice, and it's 20 great ingredients. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, healthy blood sugar, improved liver function, improved digestion, detoxing effects. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the Interfood link. You get 10% off. Order in bulk, you get another 20. That's 30% off. Interfood, E-N-E-R-Food.com or 866-762-9238. And call them and tell them Alex sent you and get the discount too. 866-762-9238. I want to thank that great sponsor, Interfood. I could cram in calls, but will it do justice to you? We'll try. Rob in, well, no, Rob's, I'll try to get Rob in. Actually, it's Jason in Ohio first, then Rob. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say two quick things. Number one, David Ray Griffin spoke two nights ago here in Columbus, Ohio, and 150 people showed up for it. So the movement is growing here, even in the Midwest, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Columbus 9/11 Truth for that. And secondly, just connected to that is I talked to a lot of people in the Truth Movement who aren't really, they're still blinded by the left-right paradigm, and I just want to remind people, you know, this election is about the best non-establishment candidate, whoever that might be. And Ron Paul is really the only one who's got a...
Exactly. They're saying Kucinich is good when he's for total gun bans. He is for gun bans, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Wyoming. You take us out, Tail Gunner.
Hey, Alex. God bless you. Hey, I want to talk about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report scam.
Yes, go ahead. Quickly.
Okay. I got Wyoming's 2002 CAFR report. In it, it reports that we had $4.8 billion. This little podunk, Wyoming, five times the amount of the so-called budget surplus of $1 billion that they were touting. They didn't say a word about it. And that's because of Wyoming constitutional amendment. I don't have the exact number here. I'll get it later. It says that any monies, any revenue that goes into the Wyoming retirement system is for the extended families of government workers for all eternity. It can never be returned to the state. That's how they get...
And so they're engaging. There's lots of laws like that across the fruited plain. So they're running massive felony scams everywhere. But they got guys that don't know who will do anything they say with machine guns. Call me back tomorrow. Tell me more about that. That's exciting. Yeah, that's why you should all go investigate the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. We actually carry a video that I made in 2000 with Walter Berrien on that subject at InfoWars.com. All right, if you missed the second hour, it's about to restart at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.